We have Sister Yolanda who went ahead and did a seed. What do you hear for this young woman, young lady?
God bless you, Sister Yolanda. I just hear God saying this is the season of favor regarding translocation and travel. I see you taking a business trip or taking a trip that is going to be a personal trip, but it's going to turn into a business trip. It's going to bring forth business opportunities for you. I see God touching the area of your employment. I don't know where you're working at, but I see God bringing forth promotion and increase in the area of your employment. And I see God smiling down upon you. I don't know if you have any children or anybody that is connected to you as far as nieces and nephews or sisters, younger sisters or brothers. But God is smiling down upon you regarding a relationship or a connection with a loved one that's close to you. God said he's going to bring forth restoration and his mending heart. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he's giving you strength in this season. God is saying that you shall go forth and you shall prosper. God is saying that you have passed the test. I don't know what you went through in the last 2 to 5 years, but God is saying that each and every test that you went through, God is saying that you passed. And God is saying that there's a promotion that's coming. And God is saying for you to prepare yourself and organize in this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just know, Sister Yolanda, that the Lord says his hand is upon thee for favor. His hand is upon thee for good things. And you're about to see some increase in some things. Now, young lady, are you back in school? Because I see schooling around you.
I just not too long finished one degree, and I am trying to work on getting back in school for my another degree.
Okay, yeah, because I saw that. I saw you going back to school, and I just saw some things really blessing you, because God says you are a master, you are a great leader, and you will have a great, great, great voice in the kingdom of God, and God is going to use you greatly, and you're going to begin to see some real shifting in some things in different areas of your life, because I heard the Lord say to me, woman of God, that get thyself ready, because you're going to find yourself doing things that you don't usually do. You're in a season, you're in a season, you're in a season of a sacrifice. You're in a season where the Lord says it's almost like you are forgetting of yourself and some things, because you're making sacrifices for others, but you're doing it for a higher purpose and a higher a reason, and you're going to find that you're going to achieve mastery even in your emotions, for the Lord says, I raise thee up and I build thee in this season, and the Lord says, I put a calling upon your life, so the Lord says, be at peace in this season, be at peace and know that all is well, for the Lord says, I will speak to you, woman of God, even in the night hours. And you're going to see great increase all around you. For get thyself ready for the move of the Spirit. I see changes around you. Were you planning to make a move sometime, or maybe even in October?
I want to move from where I am, but I haven't.
You might be moving in October.
Amen.
You might be
and
making
I am
a move.
Starting a business.
Okay, well, that's a good time for you to definitely do that, because you have a great business mind, and I just really see upgrades all around you. I'm going to talk to you some more as I get your prophecy out into your hands as well. Thank you, Sister Yolanda. The Lord said he loves you. You've been making a lot of sacrifices for others.
Amen.
Yeah, but God says he's going to bless you out of that. Because God said he's upgrading you. He's upgrading you. Was there some kind of relationship that ended recently?
Yes, friendships. I ended.
Okay. And I want you to know that was the Lord, because God was teaching you how to master some things. There were people that really didn't appreciate you, but yet that was a part of the sacrifice that you had to begin to make.
Amen.
But you're going to master your emotions. Because God said he's calling you to greatness.
Amen.
There's a great calling on your life. Now, did you do something? I wanted to do something in the area of, I don't know if you cook, or because I'm seeing these dainty, cute little things around you. It could be pastries, or there's some other things. And it's strange. I'm seeing like socks, crazy color socks around you.
I like fashion. I don't know if I've never been into cooking. I don't know.
Well, it could be pastries or something. But this is crazy. There's almost like a sock business I see you starting to. Just hold that word. Hold on to it. But it's like there's something with a desired or fashion or an idea. I just saw socks. As crazy as that may sound, these colorful socks that I see people running to buy these socks. What did you want to do in fashion?
I always had a desire to own a boutique. Like, I love African colors and clothing. That came across my mind. But kind of fashionable, you know, modern. But I hadn't moved on it or anything.
Okay, well, it's an idea, something that you could eventually work on whatever you choose to. But it's like something over the internet that you could end up doing. What's this thing with socks? Do you like colorful looking socks and stuff?
During the winter time, I like to wear with my boots.
Yeah, and then someone says there's some things you'll be wearing then. But it's like that people are going to be able to see these colorful looking socks. It's crazy. Or even something like in the spring going into the summertime. Just peek into it and take a look at it and see, because it's something with the business that could be another side of income coming in for you. Because I saw socks around you, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. And God bless you, Sister Yolanda. I so agree with the word that I heard Bishop speak to you. And woman of God, I just heard Father God saying this season, you're in a season of restoration, and also you're in a season of healing. Father God says be mindful of your body. Get the medical physical in this season. And woman of God, we can speak to you off the line, yet there's a one-on-one necessary. There's residue left from your last relationship, and I just hear Father God saying this is the season to release. Father God says forgive, forget, and I agree with Bishop. For Father God said this is the season where God says he's working through your emotions, your psychological state, and I hear Father God saying forgiveness is the key in this season. And concerning the socks, I hear Father God saying the children's line, whatever this is, I'm looking at the socks and the children's line for the booties and things of that nature. For Father God says don't forget the children. And that's the word of the Lord.